17-year-old after spotting him on a trail camera near his farm in Green Isle, Minnesota. The death toll is rising in Israel after a fresh round of airstrikes from Iran overnight. It comes days after Israel launched targeted strikes at Iranian nuclear infrastructure. President Trump also weighing in.
Trump saying he'd be open to Vladimir Putin serving as a mediator between Iran and Israel. But French President Macron, ahead of today's G7 summit in Canada, rejecting the idea. Meanwhile, the conflict driving oil prices higher. One report predicting gas prices could rise 20 cents per gallon in the coming weeks.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry now says 38 Palestinians have been killed in a new wave of shootings near food distribution centers. This is ABC News. Search and rescue crews are looking for people who were swept away in yesterday's widespread flooding in Appalachia.
Parts of West Virginia under a state of emergency after flash floods swept through the northern part of the state. Ohio County saw up to 4 inches of rain in less than half an hour, destroying homes, washing out roads, and submerging cars. In Fairmont, one woman desperately trying to escape with her one-year-old daughter.
One second I was washing dishes, the other minute I'm swimming down the hallway with my child.
Now, residents who lost everything are left to pick up the pieces.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Spain may be a hot European tourist destination, but this weekend, protests erupting in Barcelona, with some demonstrators turning water guns on tourists. Some in Spain are angry about the rising cost of living, which they say is prompted by housing being turned into short-term rentals. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Wisconsin has three lakes that have placed in the top 25 lake vacation destination. Travel Plus Leisure Magazine has called out three of the over 15,000 lakes in Wisconsin. With Lake Superior in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin being number one on the list, Lake Winnebago in northeast Wisconsin being number eight, and Lake Michigan on the border of Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois coming in at number 12. Wisconsin is the only state that made the top 25 lakes three times. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day was recognized yesterday on June 15th, and this year, in honor of the day, the Phillips Senior Nutrition Site and the Phillips First Presbyterian Church are offering a presentation on June 18th at 12 p.m. Julia Wienendahl, staff attorney from Judicare, will be presenting on useful tools that elders can use to protect themselves or loved ones from financial scams. Once again, this is taking place June 18th at 12 p.m. over at 144 North Avon Avenue in Phillips. Heading to the water this weekend, Brittany Merlot is tracking algae blooms and invasive species in the state.
And Wisconsin has 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams and roughly 15,000 inland lakes. We've got a lot of little critters to worry about, and one of those is in our water, invasive species.
We can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body. And algae blooms. They're already starting in some lakes across the state, reaching advisory levels in Chippewa Falls on Otter Lake Beach, as well as in Door County at Sugar Creek County Park. So far, everything in central and northern Wisconsin looks good so far.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The celebration of life service for Sharon Kathleen Schauer, age 74 of Butternut, who passed away on December 20th of 2024, will be held from 12 p.m. until 5 p.m. this Saturday, June 21st, at the Midway Bar in Butternut. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the Celebration of Life notice for Sharon Kathleen Schauer, 73, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Another win for Priester. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers have the day off before heading to Chicago tomorrow night for a series against the Cubs. The Crew with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals yesterday, thanks to 24-year-old Quinn Priester, the right-hander out of Cary, Illinois, who's now won four in a row. I asked him what went through his mind as he held St. Louis to just one run through six innings.
No excuses type of mentality. Even today, you know, don't get a strike, you know, don't get a call go your way. Like, who cares? Like, you can't change it. You know, complain about it's not going to help anybody. So just go out there, do the job. You know, it's asked to me, and try and exceed those expectations and help us win games.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Quinn was great. He's just, we've given him that opportunity, and he's riding it.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers. The series tied at two games apiece. A blockbuster trade. The Grizzlies sending guard Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic for two other players and five first-round draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today with a high of 81 this afternoon. More rain and thunderstorms this evening. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time things wind down late tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few late day thunderstorms with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59. 98Q Country.
Good morning, 98Q. Gray here with you. We've got the country music. Brooks and Dunn coming up next as I cover for Joel throughout the week today, bringing my normal morning show over to 98Q with some assistance from part of the crew. Here's Ain't Nothing About You to start that 7 o'clock hour in Park Falls.
Once I thought that love was something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. But this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way that don't do something for me. Oh, oh, oh. In my life I've been hammered by some heavy blows that never knocked me off my feet. All you gotta do is smile at me. For me, I love your attitude, your rose tattoo. stand up and don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. Something where you look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have. Your dance, your drive, you make me feel alive. The way you talk, the way you tease, by now I think you see.
Solve a problem. Well, it's almost dawn. Ain't no time for sleeping if our love is wearing thin. 'Cause I ain't giving up, you ain't giving in. No matter, love starts slipping, love starts slipping.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rail. If I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
I'm a little bit crazy, you could call me insane. Walking around with all these whispers running around here in my brain. I just can't help but hear them, man, I can't avoid it. I hear voices like my dad saying work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky for all that good advice. Those hard to find words of wisdom hold up here in my mind. And just when I've lost my way, or I've got too many choices, I hear voices like my dad saying quit that team and you'll be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And grandma saying if you find the one, you better treat her right. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Sometimes I try to ignore them, but I thank God for them. They made me who I am. My dad saying work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Yeah, I hear voices.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98Q Country.
We got a pontoon boat with a Yamaha. People dress like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the eyes of all the pretty girls that are walking by. And those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, tan lines and gas station cheap sunglasses. They come in here from all around to get a little southbound unwound. Tennessee honey cotton buds. Them south sounds abound. Some are dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove. Long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down. Yeah. She take it slow. She's dancing on the dock, and it's only 2 o'clock. Yeah, the fish ain't biting, cause the party's on. The old men are thinking about going home. But those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, they're gonna get a little southbound, abound. Tennessee honey kind of buzz. Them south sounds abound. Summer dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove.
Carrie Underwood on 98Q. That was Southbound here from the Northwoods. Greg Underson with you covering for Joel today. May have Austin pop back into the studio here and there, basically bringing my own morning show from Trail Mix over to here while I cover for Joel this week. That's why we're looking back now at today's date in history. Can you believe that it is exactly 10 years ago to the day that Donald Trump announced his campaign to run for president of the United States? It was very much in the news. I think he had kind of asked it as a question, should I, before then. Of course, very, very much Twitter active at the time. And I think that was where the announcement was made too. But regardless, exactly 10 years to the day, the 16th of June, 2015. Let's go a little further back though, today's date, but 1884. What happened in the 1880s that we care about today? Roller coasters. Are you a roller coaster fan? I am absolutely a roller coaster person, and I am glad that I am a roller coaster person, because every time I'm on a roller coaster, I look around and I see all the reasons that people are afraid of them, and I still keep getting on them. It's kind of this weird little bittersweet balance where it's like, yeah, I'm with you, but I also feel very mortal, very human. I feel like I understand that I am made of organic things when I'm being thrown around at hundreds of miles an hour, or not hundreds, but And actually, what's crazy is that roller coasters don't even go that fast. I remember, I think I was watching some Modern Marvels episode, and they mentioned that one of the core design principles of roller coasters is that as you go after that big, steep hill that gives you almost all the momentum, the turns get tighter so that you feel like you're still going the same speed. But really, you're just doing tighter loops. And I thought that is one of those clever things that I would not have been smart enough to think about if somebody had ever tasked me with designing a roller coaster. But the first purpose-built roller coaster, 1884, opened on today's date. It was the Switchback Railway on Coney Island. Are you a roller coaster person, Austin?
Very much.
You are. Okay. So do you feel like when you're on a roller coaster that you understand why people are afraid of them? I mean, like, I don't think anybody's going to be making fun of people who are afraid of, well, there are jerks out there, but I don't think anybody will pretend not to understand. Like, you're hurtling across the ground. There have been accidents in the past.
No control over
it. Right, exactly. And that alone, I think for a lot of people, is I couldn't leave this situation if I wanted to. I immediately think of the time I toured the county jail for a school function, Price County Government Day, and they locked that door behind me, that big steel door, and they're like, you could tell that, yeah, if you begged and screamed, like, yeah, they're going to let that 14-year-old kid out who's visiting for Government Day. But I realized that that was the door that really made the building a jail. And I thought,
there's just such a sense of finality to it.
Yeah. And when you suddenly have control removed, like, yeah, that aspect I totally get. But all that said, I am still 100% a roller coaster guy. Today's date in 1884. What is that? 241 years ago today?
I don't know. I slept through math class.
No, I did 141. Bad math. I didn't forget to carry the one.
Like 200 would be in the 70s.
I carried an extra one. My bad. But 141 years ago today, the first purpose-built roller coaster opened on Coney Island, of course. It was developed by a guy named LaMarcus Adna Thompson, regarded now as not the father of the roller coaster, but the father of the gravity ride. He is called the father of the American roller coaster. That's a lot of nicknames to tell me that someone else invented the roller coaster before he did, though.
I was going
to
say, I don't think that quite fit on a business card.
Yeah, he's the father of the gravity ride and the father of the American roller coaster. So, like, who actually invented the roller coaster? That's
right.
Like, I'm sorry, Mr. Thompson. You did some cool stuff, but
that wasn't one of them.
Yeah, we can see that you're, like, one shade off the nickname that you want.
So unhappy about it in the Wikipedia picture.
It's a picture from between 1848 and 1919. Nobody looked happy in those.
No, because they had to sit there for an hour and a half while the picture was taken.
Well, maybe not an hour and a half, but yeah, those exposure times. I absolutely love looking back and seeing those pictures that you can find of people actually smiling when photographs were too long to reasonably smile for.
You could tell, like, you could see it in their eyes, their face hurt.
Well, and, like, there's one particular example you can see of what is very clearly a very loving couple, man and wife, and they are goofing around in between the photos, and you can tell because with that long exposure time, you can actually see them. They're blurry. I mean, like, in today's day and age, if you take a picture of a running athlete, you might get some motion blur. But back in the day, the exposure time was multiple seconds. So if you couldn't hold perfectly still for multiple seconds, the motion you had created blur. So even just very casual, normal speed motions, you didn't have to
ghost in the picture.
Right, you didn't have to sprint to create some pretty blurry pictures. Also, I'm just thinking about a couple weeks ago, just apropos of nothing here, I had a meeting where we were going over how radio is supposed to work and how things are going. And one of the cardinal rules is one idea per break. Don't change the subject. Basically, I was like, I think we're on topic number 4 here.
We both have, like, ADHD.
So. Yeah, horrifyingly, and we're imbibing caffeine.
I haven't started on caffeine
yet. Well, give it time. You've got the coffee guy is here, so eventually that's going to happen.
Well, and I have this thing sitting here.
Let's give both ourselves and the people a break, though. Gray here with Austin Brume in the 98Q Country Studios. I, and maybe Austin, will be helping me cover for Joel all week, taking a much deserved vacation. We've got a lot of plans. A very busy Wednesday on Reality Radio. It sounds like I may be popping over to Wheelway tomorrow for a live remote broadcast because there's always something fantastic going on over at Wheelway, who also sponsors our Text to Win text line. So they had a lot to do with the last 2 weeks. With that Scotty Summer Contest that we wrapped up on Friday, we'll have some grand prize winners there to announce at some point this week. On top of a final tally of all the hourly winners, Park Falls dominated, by the way. I know my most recent updated stats were, I think, from last Wednesday, and we'd already claimed something like a quarter of the total hourly prizes in a statewide contest.
I'm pretty sure it's Park Falls and Hayward that are top of the list.
Yes, and if you like, that's kind of, because we're kind of, there are Northwoods comrades up here the way I see it. You know, everybody else is south of 8, south of 29 for the most part. But if you shoehorn in Hayward, I think we took something like a third of those hourly prizes. But Park Falls alone, even if we don't add on our buddies out to the west in Sawyer County, took, I think, something like a quarter of the prizes
which is impressive.
A statewide contest.
Which is impressive because we're competing with stations that are in like Milwaukee and Madison.
Yep. Places with higher populations, but less dedication because only the Northwoods is the Northwoods. Speaking of the Northwoods, I've got a lot of those businesses around here to tell you about. Words from sponsors up next. Check of the weather. Quick update first on news and sports. We're 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Vance Bolter is now in custody, the man authorities believe killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband over the weekend. Police arrested the 57-year-old after spotting him on a trail camera near his farm in Green Isle, Minnesota. The death toll is rising in Israel after a fresh round of airstrikes from Iran overnight. It comes days after Israel launched targeted strikes at Iranian nuclear infrastructure. President Trump also weighing in.
Trump saying he'd be open to Vladimir Putin serving as a mediator between Iran and Israel. But French President Macron, ahead of today's G7 summit in Canada, rejecting the idea. Meanwhile, the conflict driving oil prices higher. One report predicting gas prices could rise 20 cents per gallon in the coming weeks.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry now says 38 Palestinians have been killed in a new wave of shootings near food distribution centers. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Governor Evers has announced the third record-breaking tourism year in a row in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers has said the state's tourism industry brought in a record high of $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024. This has surpassed the previous year's record of $25 billion. This year's tourism hat trick includes a record-breaking amount of state and local revenue, a record-breaking 114.4 million visitors, and a record-high economic impact for tourism. The industry grew 2.2% from last year, supporting 182,000 part-time and full-time jobs across sectors in 2024. Saturday, July 5th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the first annual Lugerville Flea Market. Vendors are wanted. There is limited space available in and outside of Lugerville School, at North 11127 County Road F, and to reserve your spot, you can call Paul at 715-339-2279. Some families on County Road F will also be selling from their yards. There's even going to be food and a gun raffle for a Mossberg 308 camo with scope. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Lugerville, and be sure to reserve your spot with Paul at 715-339-2279. Fish On! Brittany Merlot tells us more about bait rules and why you should drain your boat immediately.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body because you could be spreading a lot of these species or they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A
Another win for Priester. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers have the day off before heading to Chicago tomorrow night for a series against the Cubs. The crew with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals yesterday, thanks to 24-year-old Quinn Priester, the right-hander out of Cary, Illinois, who's now won 4 in a row. I asked him what went through his mind as he held St. Louis to just one run through 6 innings.
No excuses type of mentality. Even today, you know, don't get a strike, you know, don't get a call go your way. Like, who cares? Like, you can't change it. You know, complain about it. It's not going to help anybody. So just go out there, do the job. You know, it's asked to me, and try and exceed those expectations and help us win games.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Quinn was great. He's just, we've given him that opportunity, and he's just, he's riding it.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers. The series tied at 2 games apiece. A blockbuster trade. The Grizzlies sending guard Desmond Bain to the Orlando Magic for 2 other players and 5 first-round draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for your next favorite coffee spot? Pop into Pop's Coffee on Railroad Avenue in Prentice, Wisconsin. They are the new place in town, tucked between Sheer Elegance and the Aspirus Clinic. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturdays 8 to noon. They've got daily breakfast and lunch specials, lunch carryouts available, plus fresh baked sweet rolls, cookies, and more. And yes, coffee, of course. Stop by Pop's Coffee and taste what everyone's talking about.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Play at the lake that pays all year round. Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Earn up to $200 free play when you join the Lake Club. Bring a friend and you'll get an additional $15 more when they sign up. Don't forget to download our app for free slot game fun on the go. Slots, table games, sportsbook, entertainment, dining, and the friendliest staff in the North Woods. We've got it all at the lake. Winning's more fun at the lake.
Must be 21 to play.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building and your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today with a high of 81 this afternoon. More rain and thunderstorms this evening. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time things wind down late tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few late-day thunderstorms with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
98Q Country.
Clint Black coming up next on 98Q later this hour after a few more of your country favorites. The sort of sports report. Baseball's got a bit of an issue, and we don't know why, but here's Clint Black first.
Roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's been the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play. It doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11. heaven, and she could be my lucky lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day. One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Keep me wishing still one more day with you.
Time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98 Q Country.
Red, Nick.
Around here don't
listen to the Beatles run old Bo Cephas through a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work, digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew a back, a chew a back, a chew a back, a spit. Oh, hell. Well, the boys around here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls around here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls around here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawl and just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys around here. Shoot a back of spin.
Let's ride through the countryside. Let's ride down to the riverside.
Hey now girl, hop inside. Me and you gonna take a little ride to the river. And the crickets is the only sound. We out of town. Have you ever got down with a
friend?
Do you wanna get down with a
friend?
Girl, you gotta get down with the boys round here. Drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up. Don't take no lip. Chew the back, a chew the back, a chew the back. I'm one of them boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. I met you, girl, you've been on my brain. I can't think of nothing else but you all night and day. It's like I got a first class seat up on Ozzy's train. It's driving me insane. 515-0, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, thinking about you, baby. 515-0, just a side of low. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. I gotta get your number, girl, I gotta call you up. I gotta get you riding shotgun in my truck. This little bit of you I got, it ain't good enough. Yeah, you got me all messed up. Somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 515-0, just a side logo. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. Cause I ain't never felt like this, no. And I just need one kiss from you, and I'll be good as new. If I don't get some of your sweet loving, don't tell what I'm gonna do. No.
they call the po-po. Think I'm losing my mind, girl. 5150, just this side of Loco.
Dierks Bentley on 98Q. That was 5150. Gray here in the 98Q studio with Austin Brumet. We're covering for Joel this week. Taking a look at a sort of sports report now. I'm just looking at a little bit of that U.S. Open magic that happened over the weekend. J.J. Spahn coming through the back of the pack after the rain absolutely reset everybody and actually reset his own bad day. I remember yesterday morning I was watching a highlight of J.J. Spahn hitting the flagstick. And then his ball spun so hard that it absolutely left the green in that flagstick impact. Well, it looked good the moment it happened, kind of ruined his chances there. But a 64-foot putt, and he could have even putt one more time and still got the win, but he sank a 64-foot putt to get that victory yesterday. Spahn is a very interesting golfer. He was never that number one prospect, and this year is kind of been a bit of a surprise, but that rain, I mean, I look forward to seeing more of J.J. Spahn. I don't know if he's going to be the next big golfer for years kind of guy, but this is his opportunity. He's been thrust to the forefront. I mentioned we wanted to chat a little bit about baseball here for the Sort of Sports Report before top of the hour news, weather, and sports. Something kind of weird going on in the MLB this year. For the last decade or so, 9 years actually, the MLB has been keeping an eye on how much drag has been on the ball. They actually track the power of a batter and the impact velocity at the bat when it hits the ball and compare that with the distance the ball flies. And they've been doing that for, like I said, about a decade now. And I mean, If you've done anything with statistics, you know that just collecting data over time gives you some really powerful options. You know, just paying attention to what's going on, I mean, and writing it down, you start to spot those trends, and there's a weird trend going on right now. It's like a dead ball issue. Equally hard hit fly balls are coming up about 4 feet shorter this season on average, and they don't know why. The MLB has said that there has been no change to manufacturing, to storage, or to any part of the handling process, and all of them are within spec. They still meet all the same measurement requirements by weight, by diameter, by regularity. The checks that they've done on random samples, they cut them in half, everything looks like they'd expect, and everything's coming up short. I mean, I know I'm immediately thrown into the deep end of I have no idea what could even make a baseball not travel as far. My first thought do we need to try out those torpedo bats again? They were a little bit trendy at the beginning of the season. I don't know. That's some sort of sports for you though. Dead ball in the MLB. What are you up to today, Austin? You got any big major plans in the news world?
Not a whole lot, really. Just telling people about more local events and what's happening in the area.
Indeed, indeed. You and I were at a local event this weekend at the Moveridge Park fundraiser portion of the second annual Fifield Lions Trail Twister Fun Run in partnership with the Fifield Fire Department and CNR Power Sports and a bunch of awesome sponsors put on that event. The weather didn't quite cooperate, but still saw a lot of local faces.
Wisconsin, when does it cooperate?
Yeah, I know. The funny thing was, I was talking to my dad about this yesterday. When you get weather like that, it kind of self-reinforces. You know, you get that chill, you get the wind, you get that kind of rainy weather, and everybody on site is in a good mood, but at the same time, you enter that kind of, I don't know, that sort of lull. that dormant state that it's just like, man, I don't know if I have the energy anymore that if people did show up, I could even handle it. So it's like, it's like when that weather swoops in, it's like, man, it was nice last year when it was busy, but also there was some relaxation in the air yesterday. And I think there was still some great funds raised for some great causes. Like I said, Fifield Lions, the Fifield Fire Department. There still are tickets.
The Playground Committee was there too.
Yes, and the Playground Committee themselves, of course. There still are tickets to be had for the cash raffle to benefit the playground itself. And there was a raffle involving a canoe and a musky rod, as well as some other prizes that will be. Those drawings don't take place until July 5th at the community picnic.
Correct.
Do you know offhand, Austin, where people can grab some of those tickets if they're still interested in purchasing them?
I'm not entirely certain, honestly, because I'm pretty sure they'd sell them like the day of the drawing.
Yes. Yep.
But if they want to get any before that, I'm really not sure. I recommend maybe checking out the Facebook page of the Playground Committee.
Okay.
And seeing what they have to say on there.
And forgive me, I thought you might be able to save my backside on that one because I should have had that answer. But suffice to say, I know those tickets are still available. Stay tuned for an update on where exactly you can get a hold of those tickets. But like Austin said, that's the Fifield Community Picnic July 5th. And if nowhere else, you'll be able to get those tickets for the cash raffle and that canoe same day. That was a Winona canoe, 18 and a half footer, 42 pounds.
Big canoe.
And it only weighs 42 pounds. You could lift that baby up over your head with one hand. And if you're like me, you could actually not do that because I've got spaghetti noodles for arms.
I was just looking at you and I was like, where are you going?
He was waiting for me to admit the truth. And I did. And I did. All right, let's get a word in from sponsors here on 98Q. Stay tuned for top of the hour news, weather, and sports. We'll be back over the 8 o'clock hour to talk a little bit about football. Finally figured out what's going on in Cincinnati. What are mom and dad fighting about? All the updates here after 8 o'clock. We're WCQM.
98Q Country.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Looking for secure storage? Descovia Storage has you covered. A brand new 80-unit storage complex in eastern Sawyer County will be ready to move in on June 1st. Choose from 12 by 30 or 10 by 20 units, perfect for protecting household goods, boats, motors, and more from the elements. Rent by the month or the year. Just call their rental agent at 715-266-2412 to reserve your space today. It is conveniently located at the intersections of County Road Double G and Highway 70 in Loretta and Draper, Wisconsin. Hey, it's Big G here from 98Q Country, inviting you to join me live on Saturday, June 21st at the St. Croix Factory in Park Falls, Wisconsin for Customer Appreciation Day 2025. I'll be broadcasting live from 9 to noon. Meet legends like Alan James Lindner and Bassmaster Elite Pat Schappler. At free seminars, enjoy a free brat lunch from Johnsonville and save big on St. Croix rods, 7 reels, limited edition combos, apparel, tackle, and more. Get details and pre-register now at stcroixrods.com.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwood Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Vance Bolter, the suspect accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband in their home this weekend, is now in custody. Governor Walz thanking law enforcement.
Spent Father's Day away from their families to deliver justice for Melissa and Mark Hortman and their children who spent this Father's Day alone.
Emergency services in Israel now say at least 5 people were killed in a new wave of Iranian airstrikes. It comes days after Israel launched a coordinated attack on Iranian nuclear sites. ABC's Jordana Miller.
They are scenes of vast destruction that I think have really shocked Israelis. For an Israeli to see whole neighborhoods destroyed, this is something that the country has never seen since Israel was established. So the country feels like it is in real war mode.
Meanwhile, 38 people have been killed in Gaza after a shooting near food distribution centers. This is ABC News. Washington, D.C. played host to a massive military parade over the weekend with President Trump in attendance. It was billed as a celebration of the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. ABC's Ann Flaherty says the parade showcased an Army history lesson.
They started with the Revolutionary War. Somebody came in dressed like George Washington on horseback, and then they moved through the wars, and you were able to see, you know, how troops were dressed in the Korean War, for example. In World War II, they had the Sherman tank rambling through the streets. I mean, if you're a history buff, if you're an Army buff, this was really super cool.
The Army says it spent anywhere from $25 million to $45 million on the parade.